local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And it's hour number two of Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Gracie with you right here on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Tuesday, jam-packed hour number one. A lot of interaction on the text line at number 850-437-1620. Two main topics that we've been communicating with you back and forth. Number one, the situation with Nikko Japanese restaurant, Japanese steakhouse rather, in Pace. As this afternoon, the restaurant reopened for lunch as the health department signed off after inspection. That being said, the criminal investigation is still ongoing. So we don't exactly know how the narcotic ended up where it did. That led to seven people being hospitalized over the weekend. So we're asking you, is the news that the health department has inspected and signed off on the restaurant reopening enough to, if you like going to Nikko Japanese Steakhouse, to go back? Or do you need more information? Do you need the criminal investigation to be concluded? We're taking your comments on that as well. Also, got a lot of responses on the future of Wheel of Fortune, as Pat Sajak will be stepping away and retiring after this 41st season that starts in September. Got a lot of names as far as who might be a good candidate to take over. And some people saying, hey, what about a woman host? And I saw that this morning that they may just elect to promote Vanna White to the job. Because, I mean, you don't really need the technology. I mean, with technology now, if they guess the letter right, they can just change it automatically. You don't have to have Vanna moving back and forth.
And she's been there kind of just as long as he has, right?
Yeah, been there a long time. So we'll get to those stories and a lot more here, pop culture, entertainment, later on in the hour. But we do start this hour with our top three stories. And dominating the headlines today is former President Trump in the state of Florida, in Miami. His arraignment on federal charges related to classified documents. He left about an hour and a half ago, headed back to New Jersey, where he will hold a rally and make more public comments. But on the way back from the courthouse to the airport, he made a pit stop at a cafe and made his first public comment since pleading not guilty.
We're a nation in decline, and then they do this stuff. And you see where the people are. We love the people, and you see where they are. You see the crowds.
And again, he'll give a rally and speak more later on tonight. The only arrest, by the way, near the federal courthouse was of a protester who charged at his motorcade. His name, Dominic Santana. He says he came to stand up to what he called Trump's cult-like following. Well, he was immediately tackled and handcuffed after trying to run in front of the black SUV carrying Trump back to the airport. And in Denver, police say two men are in custody in connection to a shooting that happened about a mile from where the Nuggets won the NBA championship last night.
One individual fled the area on foot. This individual was found to be suffering from a gunshot wound. Other officers contacted the occupants of a vehicle that was in the parking lot. The officers located a firearm in the floorboard of the driver's seat.
And investigators say 10 people were shot in that incident there. Local news here. We'll get to traffic and weather here in just a moment. But you heard Channel 3 teasing that towards the end. Speaking on Good Morning America this morning, former NFL running back Peyton Hillis recounting what it was like to be caught in the rip currents as he was trying to rescue his 8-year-old niece and 9-year-old son back in January.
But when you're holding a 130-pound kid and then the waves come and about 10, 12 foot tall and you're just sitting there, you know, you can't swim and you're holding him. You're seeing his eyes roll back in the back of his head and you're just thinking, Lord, please, like, I really don't care about my life. I don't. But if we can get him out of here, then that's the only thing I'm going to care about.
And Hillis says it was 100% a miracle that nobody died. And even before rescuing his son, he said that he had to make a choice in that his niece was further out and would not have made it had he rescued his son first. So he actually swam past his son to get his niece rescued first. But just a really powerful interview that he gave with Michael Strahan this morning.
I was going to say, Joe, you don't have to try to make me cry today because I already cried listening to it during the 4 o'clock WEAR segment. So glad that it ended up being a nice story at the end. But geez, Louise, gonna get a quick check on the roads and weather before we get to more local headlines. We're looking great right now on I-10 and I-110, not causing any major slowdowns. We do have some slow traffic on 98. Not only is this going to be throughout Navarre, slow moving traffic getting off Navarre Beach Causeway, as well as 98 in the westbound direction, getting closer to the Navarre Beach Causeway. But we do have some slow traffic on 98. That's going to be in both the east and westbound directions, 98 near Gerson Point. So just keep that in mind, that we do have some slowdowns right there. If you see something else on the roads or have any details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get an update from WEAR.
Thunderstorms have developed around the region, and there's certainly a chance you'll run across one as we head through the evening hours. Some of these storms may be strong to severe. Damaging winds would be the biggest threat. Rain chance a little bit on the high side over the next couple of days, so more scattered showers and thunderstorms for the area. We're running about a 50 to 70% chance for rain. Highs will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. We'll see sun and clouds with overnight lows in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do still have some rain. It's kind of moved southbound, so we do have, to the south, so we do have rain right now going throughout Pensacola Beach, Navarre Beach, as well as Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line. And this update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in the Gulf Coast in business. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And some more local news. We told you last hour, if you have any interest in Escambia County government, if you've been following at all the situation with the state medical examiner's office, the District 1 office, both they and Escambia County have been kind of going back and forth and feuding a bit over the proposed future location of the office, referring to it now as Domes. So when I say Domes, that's what I mean, the District 1 medical examiner. So that office serves four counties, Walton, Okaloosa, Santa Rosa, and Escambia County. And the proposal that three of the four counties have agreed to would be to essentially split the costs of the new facility that would be built in Santa Rosa County. So far, Escambia County has not signed off on that. Andrew this morning did a just tremendous recap of last week's Domes board meeting that included Escambia County Commissioner Robert Bender essentially putting the position of the county commissioners to the Domes board. And if you haven't gotten a chance, if you didn't catch it this morning, and if you're, again, interested in that conversation, I would highly encourage you listening to it. But as far as local news go, we're going to talk about it here a little bit, but you know, if you want to see hear the full feature, you can look up on Andrew's the list of podcasts on our News Radio website, because it's just a fabulous job that he did outlining everything that's been going on. But we have this here sound from Escambia County Commissioner Robert Bender suggesting that the office could establish a separate office to remain in place at Sacred Heart Hospital, because the entire crux of this is that the Escambia County Commissioners do not want the Domes office to leave Escambia County, because the vast majority of homicides that autopsies are performed on are in Escambia County, not Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, or Walton.
So how am I going to staff two sites when I don't have the docs?
But I'm...
I need a doctor to do the autopsy.
We've got five doctors in the budget.
Correct.
We have two doctors here. And I know, I understand that. Okay, so there, of course, there would be some times where things don't work, but if you're fully staffed, you can't have one staff that's operating out of Sacred Heart each day of the week?
It is an absurd request.
An absurd request. That was what you heard there at the end, Dr. Deanna Oleski there. So Commissioner Mike Kohler, District 2, plans on putting the issue on next month's agenda. So the county commissioners will discuss this more. But there is the consideration of possible litigation from the other three counties if Escambia County won't play along. So again, if you are interested in that, wanting to dig deeper into that, Andrew did just an outstanding job this morning, and you can listen to that podcast by accessing our News Radio Facebook page. Also, we heard updates from Pensacola Police regarding a shooting from the weekend. PPD spokesman Mike Wood here.
The investigation is still ongoing. Further arrests are always possible. We'll just have to see what the investigation leads us.
So Rashawn Posey was charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault, and Warren Graham was arrested for accessory after the fact on the same charges. This from a shooting that happened Sunday morning between a large group of people on Jefferson and Government Streets there. So two arrests made in that shooting. And Florida Power and Light customers will see a bit of relief on your power bill. Today, the Public Service Commission met and approved that reduction in cost. Customers here in Northwest Florida who use about 1,000 kilowatt hours will see their bills decrease in July from about $158.86 to around $154.91. So about $4 worth of savings there. 521, we'll take a break. Your text always welcome, 850-437-1620. Coming up, a look around the state and national headlines, too. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the one thing God will not forgive? After all, the Bible plainly explains that if we seek God's forgiveness, He will forgive sins such as lust, lying, and even murder. But the one sin that God will not forgive is the sin of unbelief. To refuse to believe in Jesus' virgin birth, or His sinless life, or His substitutionary death, or His resurrection from the dead, or to refuse to believe anything that the Scripture declares about Jesus is to consign your own soul to an eternal hell. The good news of the gospel is a message of forgiveness of sin, but again, the one sin that God will not forgive is unbelief. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish and fresh Gulf seafood, as well as generous portions of southern sides. Every Tuesday is two times Tuesday. Buy the six-piece shrimp dinner and get six more shrimp for free every Tuesday. Wednesday is lunch special day. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton and New Warrington Road in Pensacola. Welcome to David's, where southern and seafood meet.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me.
525 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday afternoon. We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10, I-110 showing no major slowdowns, and we're also looking good on Highway 29 north and southbound lanes throughout Pensacola. On 98, we do have extremely slow-moving traffic as you move westbound out of Windhaven Beach into Navarre, as well as leaving Navarre Beach. Navarre Beach Causeway is backing up as it does most summer days. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111 with the details. For weather, we do have a severe weather watch in effect until 7 p.m. It looks like, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, a good bit of it has moved out of our area, with most of it throughout Crestview and Fort Walton Beach right now. We do have some scattered storms still throughout Navarre, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola Beach, as well as a small cluster over Garcon Point right now. So if you do see something else, if it's raining where you're at, just let us know. 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
And we certainly appreciate all the texts we've been getting, and good responses here. The Nikko Japanese Steakhouse back open this afternoon, and gotten a lot of responses. Basically, is the fact that the health department has now done their investigation, and they said they are okay to open back up. Is that sufficient for you? Or do you need to see the conclusion of the criminal investigation, whether that leads to charges or not, as that is still ongoing? Texter says, I would feel more comfortable going back when they at least found out how the drug got into the food. Why was it only one cooktop and at 7 diners? Was it targeted? Nikko's is a good restaurant, great staff, but this was not just roaches or mice. Several people you say, nope, that's it. Nah, not going back. Someone says, now's the time to go back. It'll never be cleaner than it is right now. Look at a couple of statewide headlines before we get to some national news here, before the Fox News update. Signs of tropics may be heating up. The National Hurricane Center says that there are 4 tropical waves, 2 in the Atlantic and a pair in the Caribbean.
We get into the summer months, they tend to be more prominent here into the areas that are where tropical cyclones can form between Africa and the Caribbean.
But the good news is the latest outlook says no formation is expected over the next 7 days. Governor DeSantis signing a bill that allows minor league baseball teams to pay their players less than the state's minimum wage. A bill that passed this year incorporates into the state's minimum wage law an exemption for minor league baseball players in the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act. And USF will be moving forward with a new football stadium. The Board of Trustees giving the final go-ahead on that. $340 million cost. They'll be taking a loan out for about $200 million of that. And national headlines, authorities in Philadelphia now confirming a body was recovered along I-95 where a tanker caught fire over the weekend. Detectives have not released the victim's identity.
Also, the Supreme Court is expected to rule on the use of affirmative action in college admissions any day now. This is in a case involving Harvard. A student, John Wang, was turned down from 6 elite universities despite a perfect score on the SAT math section, as well as a 4.65 high school GPA. He said that he was told by college admission experts that he was most likely certain to get into a lot of those schools if he were black.
Also, nearly 24 service members injured after a helicopter accident in Syria on Sunday. The military not providing many details, but said 10 of the 22 injured were sent to medical facilities outside of the region. It's 5:30 right now. We'll get the Fox News update there, dominating, of course, by former President Trump down in South Florida today. He's expected to speak later on in New Jersey. After Fox News is Your Money Now. It's brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Rich Dennison. Former President Trump today entering not guilty pleas at a federal courthouse in Miami on charges he illegally hoarded classified documents at his estate in Florida.
The former president entered a plea of not guilty to all 37 counts in the indictment. The former president did sign a bond order. He is being released on his own recognizance. The judge wanted him to have absolutely no contact with witnesses, but the former president's lawyers argued that many of those witnesses are his employees. So the judge amended that order to say no communication regarding the case.
Fox's Eben Brown in Miami. In addition to the documents case, Trump faces charges in New York arising from hush money payments during his 2016 presidential campaign, as well as ongoing investigations in Washington, D.C. and Atlanta into efforts to undo the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Fueled by a rise in organized crime, check fraud is back in a big way. Recent data from the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, showed that banks issued roughly 680,000 reports of check fraud in 2022, nearly double the prior year's total. As a result, officials are urging small businesses and even individuals to take additional safety measures or avoid sending checks through the mail altogether. A Starbucks union said today dozens of the coffee chain's U.S. stores aren't allowing employees to decorate for Pride Month. Responding to the claim made by Starbucks Workers United, company officials said in a statement there has been no change to any policy on this matter, and we continue to encourage our store leaders to celebrate with their communities, including for U.S. Pride Month. Another positive day for Wall Street. The major indexes today notching modest gains. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 145 points. The S&P up 30. The NASDAQ Composite gained 111. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. Hopefully the Denver Nuggets and their fans are enjoying this championship. They're actually good enough to be thinking dynasty. Coach Mike Malone even said he hopes this is just the beginning, but this puts a target on their back. Teams like the Warriors and the Heat will add size to compete with them. The Suns and the Lakers will look to add talent and depth. We haven't had a repeat champ since the 2018 Warriors. It's tough. The Nuggets look invincible today, but the rest of the league will have something to say about that moving forward. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym. gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text Tettle to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text HEYETTLE to 321-321. That's Kettle to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Joe and Gracie on Pensacola right now. Hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday night. At the moment, Bands on the Beach is still on. It looks like a lot of the rain has moved out of our direction. So if you are interested in going to Bands on the Beach tonight, it's every Tuesday night, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion starting at 7. And today it's going to be the Astronauts taking the stage. High energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. So definitely going to be a fun time. Taking a look at the roads real quick before we get to sports and other stories. We're looking great on I-10, I-110, no major slowdowns. We do have slow moving traffic if you are getting in to Navarre from Windhaven Beach on 98 in the westbound direction. Expect some slowdowns as well as leaving Navarre Beach. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. And for weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
We continue with a pretty good chance for rain over the next several days. Rain chances a little on the high side at around 60-70%. We'll see sun and clouds as well. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. A little hotter for some of those inland areas, and overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It is 87 right now in Pensacola, 87 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. And this report is sponsored by Summit Racing. Get geared up for your camping adventures with Summit Racing. Shop millions of parts, including outdoor essentials. You can camp confidently and comfortably. SummitRacing.com, everything you need for anything you drive. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
So looking at the world of sports tonight, big game for the Florida Panthers trying to get the Stanley Cup Final Series back home. The Golden Knights from Vegas lead the series 3-1, and they are at home now for Game 5 tonight on TNT. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock. The Braves and the Tigers are going to be starting here in just a couple of minutes. The Braves are in Detroit, and the Rays and the Marlins are continuing their series out west. Both games will start at 8:40. With the Rays at the Oakland A's and the Marlins at the Seattle Mariners. The field for the 2023 College World Series is set. The action in Omaha starts Friday with TCU battling Oral Roberts, and two-seeded Florida will take on seven-seed Virginia. Saturday, top-seeded Wake Forest will face eighth-seeded Stanford, and then LSU taking on Tennessee in an SEC clash. I am not really big into college baseball, but I did watch a little bit of the ending of last night's Stanford and Texas. And talk about a wild ending. So score is tied. I think it was 6-6 in the ninth inning. And Stanford's up in the bottom of the ninth inning. And there's two outs. And then there's a runner on second base, okay? So with two outs, and if you have a runner on base, Gracie, if you don't, do you know much about baseball? You don't, okay? So when there's two outs and you're on base, okay, any sort of contact, you're running, okay, because it's the last out. Well, the Stanford batter at the plate hits a pop-up to the outfield, like not going anywhere, not close to a home run, but both the center and the right fielder lost it in the lights, and neither one of them could see it. And so the runner takes off from second, just heads for third, turns home, it's the last out, and the ball just drops right in front of the two outfielders because they couldn't see the ball. And that's how they lost game three last night.
Oh, gosh.
So
if you thought you had a bad night, at least you had them too.
Exactly. But, yeah, what an ending there. And probably watch a little bit of the College World Series later on. One thing I will be dialed into is Thursday's opening of the third major, the U.S. Open at L.A. Country Club. And the schedule pairs, if you're a golf fan, we have been blessed with quite a noteworthy group, especially in light of the PGA Tour, LIV Tour drama over the last couple of weeks. You've got Rory McIlroy and Brooks Koepka in the same group. And then also Masters champion from 2021, Hideki Matsuyama, in that group as well. So that will certainly be the featured group on Thursday. Rory, obviously, has been the lead guy in the PGA's resistance to LIV. He's certainly been its most outspoken critic. And Brooks Koepka, you'd have to say, as the face of the LIV Tour, the golfers that have left the PGA, and, of course, Koepka winning the PGA Championship just a couple of weeks ago. So that will certainly be one to watch there if you like the sport of golf there. Health, business, and science notes as we press on here. Student loan payments are going to be due starting in October. The Department of Education clarified that, saying the pandemic pause on monthly federal student loan bills will resume on September 1st with payments due starting in October.
Also, scores of people are dead in the worst dengue outbreak in Peru's history. Health officials say that El Nino, which with its torrential downpour and surge in mosquitoes, is driving the increase. There are now 200,000 confirmed cases since the beginning of the year, with 200 related deaths. The government is prohibiting people in storing water in open containers because that's the prime breeding spot for mosquitoes.
Inflation is slowing. May's inflation rate was at its lowest annual rate in more than 2 years, according to the Labor Department. The Consumer Price Index jumped just 0.1% for the month, bringing the annual rate down to 4%. It was the smallest increase since March of 2021, when inflation started reaching historic levels.
And General Motors plans to invest more than $630 million to produce the next generation of pickup trucks at a plant in Indiana. General Motors says that the funding is going to be used to upgrade equipment in its Fort Wayne assembly plant for the production of Chevrolet Silverados and GMC Sierra 1500 models.
In pop culture news, Paul McCartney says he just finished what will be the last Beatles record thanks to a little help from AI. The legendary musician told BBC that AI was used to clarify a demo of John Lennon's voice from around the time the band made the album Let It Be. John died, of course, in 1980, but Paul said the technology makes his voice sound pure and allowed them to mix the record normally. The song will come out later this year.
See, that's what AI needs to be used for.
Yeah, I'm big on that.
In other pop culture news, if you are playing the Powerball, well, there was no winner in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot is now up to $340 million, with the next chance coming up to win being tomorrow. And tonight's Mega Millions drawing is up to $260 million.
And we got a lot of interest on this last hour, a lot of texters chiming in. Who might be the guy or gal to replace Pat Sajak? He announced last night on Twitter that after the 41st season of Wheel of Fortune that he will retire and step aside. He has, it's 41 years of doing the show. I mean, just about everybody, it's all we know is Pat Sajak and Vanna White. And we got a lot of interesting names coming out, you know, who might be a good replacement. I thought Anthony Anderson was a really good one. Wayne Brady was a name I saw, Michael Strahan as well. I even saw that Vanna White, they may just promote her to take over there. I don't know if they would then, you know, put in quotes model, if they would find another model, because, you know, you don't really need to necessarily. If she were to take over hosting, You know, you wouldn't necessarily need to replace her position, but I want to know Seth Rogen, name just thrown out there on by a texter there. So really interesting. I mean, they, you know, I think a lot of people will jump at the chance to host it. Texter said, like, what about some good women candidates? And I was thinking a little bit. Now, a couple of these names, you know, they may not be household names, but, you know, being a sports fan, you may know one of them, Rebecca Lowe, who does the NBC Premier League coverage for NBC, and she's also hosted the Olympics.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think she would be a really good female candidate. I would also throw Kate Abdo's name out there. That's from the world of sports as well. She hosts in the Champions League. She was hosting the pregame and postgame show on the Champions League final. Mm-hmm. So that's what mainly she does for CBS. So it would be the same network even. So those are two names that I would throw out there. Kind of unconventional, but I think they would be really popular hosts of that show. If you have any more, you can certainly text us. 437-1620. Off the top of your head, Gracie, can you think of any?
I don't know. I just hope whoever does take it over, I hope it's not like one person one year and then next year, oh, there's another person. Like, I hope someone is sticking to it. They find a good person who's going to be the next 40 years.
I hope they stay away from... Now, I think that anybody that they find will be a, quote, celebrity, but I hope they don't do the Jeopardy route of, like, one week it's this celebrity, another show or whatever. You know, I mean, you may have to do that temporarily, but I really hope that they will quickly find a long-term replacement really quickly.
Yeah, for sure.
Good. A local check of the roads and weather?
Well, we're looking great right now on our roads with I-10 and I-110, not showing any delays, as well as Highway 90. Nothing to slow you down. Our slowdowns on 98 starting to clear up, but we do have that everyday afternoon traffic as you're leaving Windhaven Beach, getting into Navarre, as well as leaving Navarre Beach. Causeway is slow moving. If you do see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, a lot of the thunderstorms has moved out of our listening area. It doesn't look like there's anything too bad. Going to be coming through again for the early this evening, but so we are looking good right now. If you do see something else, of course, just give me a call. Low of 78 for this evening. It's 87 right now in our area. If you see something else, give me a call. I'm Grace Andy's Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
A couple more texts. Alice and Mac from Smallville. I don't know, Gracie, if you were, I'm not too familiar with that name. I looked it up. Yeah, we got another Ryan Seacrest. That's a name that Gracie brought up last hour. Chris Hardwick or Dak Shepard, their names being thrown out there as well. So a lot of interesting candidates that we hear. But we also had Andrew McKay last hour. His name was thrown out a couple of times, but that would be a demotion from Pensacola right now. So he is already said he is thankful for the interest, but he will respectfully decline. A couple of wacky weird stuff here. A woman is recovering after waking up inside a coffin at her own funeral. Happened Friday in Ecuador, where mourners were gathering to say goodbye to 76-year-old Bella Montoya, who was declared dead from cardiorespiratory arrest. The diagnosis certainly a bit premature, as she started banging against the side of the coffin. Medics quickly administered aid and later determined she suffered from catalepsy, a condition that causes a trance-like state, slower bodily functions, and body rigidity. Hope I got that right. Oh, that's my worst fear right there. Not the worst, but it's up there. Being at a funeral and I just hear banging on the coffin.
Oh, gosh. I'm just happy she was banging before she was in the ground. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad she's out. I hope her mental state is okay.
Yeah. I hope everybody at the funeral's mental state is okay as well.
Yeah, that too. Oh, gosh. Well, a little bit lighter in the wacky, weird stuff. A South Korean man was arrested in South Korea. The police arrested a British man for attempting to climb the Seoul Lot World Tower. Security guards spotted George King Thompson climbing up the 123-floor building without a rope and called the police. Firefighters then intercepted the climber on the 72nd floor of the skyscraper. skyscraper. And King Thompson also was arrested in 2019 for climbing. He didn't learn his lesson when he was trying to run, trying to climb up the London Bridge Tower.
Hmm. And finally, a man in Canada recently creating a trail through his property stumbled upon a very large vine growing up his tree. And as it turns out, it was the world's largest poison ivy plant on record, 68 feet long. He gave Guinness a call, and they came and verified it. So he is the proud owner of the world's longest poison ivy vine.
Do you think if you were making a trail in your backyard and you saw a long vine, you would think to call, let me get this measured?
He measured it first, and then he said,
this was a world
wow,
record.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, because, I mean, most poison ivy, I mean, I think the max they get, because I it was in the article, I think it was like 4 to 5 feet.
Oh, wow.
So he was like, okay, this is obviously way larger than that. So, yeah, called up Guinness and said, hey, what's the record for the longest poison ivy vine? Because I think I got it beat. And they said, oh, it's X feet. I was like, yep, I got it beat.
Wow.
So they said, all right, we'll be over in a moment. 5:50, we'll take a break, come back, look at some good news. And we got another pretty interesting retirement from a UPS driver. We'll tell you his story next. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a fabulous Tuesday night. Always feel free to call or text in to our hotline, which is 850-437-1620, with your thoughts, opinions, questions, whatever you want to add to the show, feel free to. To get a quick look at traffic and weather, I-10, I-110 not showing any delays or slowdowns on 98 are starting to clear up, but definitely still present. That's going to be if you're leaving Windhaven Beach, heading into Navarre, as well as leaving Navarre Beach. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, a lot of the severe weather has moved out of our listening area and moved into Santa Rosa Beach in the 30A area, but we are looking good throughout Pensacola, Milton, Navarre for rain. It is 87 right now in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. This is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Big news announced today for Star Wars fans. That's right, Disney setting release dates for some of its biggest upcoming films. That includes the first Star Wars film since 2019. Will hit theaters on May 22nd, 2026. Whoa. Set your calendars now. And a second Star Wars film will be released 7 months later, in December of 2026. So that's pretty big news for Star Wars fans there. Also, Disney announced that Avatar 3 has been pushed back a year to December of 2025, probably as to set up a nice December run back-to-back with Avatar and Star Wars. Also, they announced that Deadpool 3 will be out next year on May 3rd. So pretty big updates for movie fans.
Also in good news, a boy is going viral from New York. This is after he saved a baby deer in his backyard. The 12-year-old Anthony, his father taped him pulling a deer out of their pool after it fell in. And this morning, the video had 19 million views on TikTok.
Did you get to see that?
I haven't.
You have to take a look at it. It's like the cutest thing in the world is when the deer falls into the pool and then is swimming back across the pool. It's just the cutest thing. But yeah, I got to see that. That was cool. A UPS driver from Phoenix is being celebrated after retiring after 50 years on the job.
Thank heavens. I stuck with it. And a few weeks later, I fell in love with the job, and I've been doing it ever since. It's taken me at least 4 weeks to wrap my mind around the whole idea of retiring, but I am really looking forward to spending more time with my wife and my three daughters and my four grandchildren.
And Mark Woolston estimates he's driven over 1 million miles in his career and didn't have a single accident. So that's pretty cool.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green is a former emergency room physician. In the last 3 weeks, he has happened to be in the right place at the right time, not once, but twice. Last month, he helped rescue a guy who was trapped in an overturned vehicle. And then last Thursday, he helped a man who was injured after falling from the back of a pickup truck. So kudos to the governor of Hawaii.
Yeah, definitely. By the way, I'll just say, because I was thinking about this earlier today, you know, we love finishing each hour with good news because, you know, we spend all day and, you know, if you're a news station or if you listen to news, you know, it's 99.99% of it is negative and why the world's wrong. And, you know, we always love to finish our hours with good news. And we especially love when we can finish with good news about local people. So what I would just say is that, hey, if you've got a good news story, if there's somebody that you want to celebrate, let us know about it. You can text us anytime, 437-1620. Certainly put that out there for you is that, hey, if you have somebody celebrating, you know, whether it was a retirement or, you know, just anything good news, we love to celebrate good news. We love to celebrate local good news and accomplishments and big news and all that stuff. So you can certainly let us know all the information, and then we'd be certainly glad to feature it when we do talk about good news. Right now, we'll turn it over to Channel 3 News at 6 o'clock. We are on Trump watch, as we're not sure when he'll speak. He's supposed to speak from New Jersey tonight after his arraignment this morning, and maybe after we're off the air. But if it is during, we'll certainly carry his comments live. It's hour number 2 of Pensacola Right Now in the books on News Radio 92.3.